Here's a confession that might surprise you. Sometimes the most profound journeys begin with the most superficial intentions. Conor Grennan didn't arrive in Nepal in 2004, driven by humanitarian ideals or a burning desire to save children. He came to pad his resume, to add a respectable-sounding volunteer stint before embarking on a year-long party around the world. Yet, within weeks of meeting 18 children at the Little Prince's Children's Home in Godawari, something shifted. These weren't ordinary orphans. They were victims of a cruel deception, trafficked by men who had promised desperate parents safety during Nepal's civil war, then abandoned the children hundreds of miles from home. The 18 children greeted Grennan with an enthusiasm that caught him off guard. They clung to his legs, demanded piggyback rides, and pulled him into endless soccer matches. Among them was Santosh, a bright teenager who helped translate, and little Anish, whose persistent question, "When will you come back?" would echo in Grennan's mind for months. These children had every reason to be withdrawn and mistrustful. They'd been torn from their villages in remote Humla district by traffickers like Golka, who convinced impoverished parents to pay substantial sums to protect their sons from Maoist rebels forcibly recruiting child soldiers. Instead, these children found themselves abandoned in Kathmandu's chaos, living in squalid conditions until rescue organizations found them. Yet they maintained remarkable resilience, their laughter filling the orphanage despite the profound betrayals they'd endured. What began as a 3-month obligation transformed into an 8-year mission that would reunite hundreds of trafficked children with their families. Grennan's story reveals an uncomfortable truth. We don't need to start with pure motives to end up doing meaningful work. Sometimes purpose finds us when we're least prepared for it. When Grennan's 3 months ended, Anish asked, "When will you return?" He impulsively promised, "I'll be back in 1 year." Other volunteers looked skeptical, but he meant it. For 9 months, he continued his planned adventure, cycling Thailand, floating the Mekong, hiking the Inca Trail. Yet something had shifted. Street children now caught his attention differently. Where he once passed without thought, he now saw potential. Kids who, with proper care, could thrive like the Little Prince's children. By October 2005, back in New Jersey with depleted savings, Grennan felt restless and missed Nepal intensely. In January 2006, he returned for another 3 months. What he didn't know was that this return would reveal an even darker reality and propel him into a mission that would define his future. During his second visit, Grennan and friend Fareed discovered 7 severely neglected children in a Kathmandu shack: Amita, Durga, Bishnu, Kumar, Navin, Samir, and Jagrat. Abandoned by the same trafficker who'd taken the Little Prince's children, they were malnourished and desperate. Grennan arranged their rescue through the Umbrella Foundation before returning to America. Weeks later, devastating news arrived. Golka had learned of the plan and kidnapped them, beating rescuers by 48 hours. Grennan had promised these children help. Instead, they were taken by the man they feared most. In his childhood bedroom, he tore up his job search materials and emailed Fareed, "I'm going back to Nepal." He recruited board members and organized fundraisers under the name Next Generation Nepal. Then clarity struck. They could find the children's families. With the ceasefire creating safe passage to Humla, they had their window. A broken promise had become a mission that would grow far beyond 7 children. Armed with photographs of 24 children, Grennan journeyed into Humla District, one of Nepal's most remote regions. After Maoists destroyed all bridges, they crossed the Karnali River in a steel cage suspended on cables above churning water, then continued along narrow footpaths carved only by villagers' feet, paths that had never seen wheels. Hours into southern Humla, Grennan understood why parents became disconnected from trafficked children. Travel took days, poverty was pervasive, and there was no electricity, medicine, or proper housing. Excruciating knee pain left him barely able to walk. Approaching Ripa village, the path led along cliff walls with 100-foot drops. When goats suddenly appeared on the narrow trail, they pressed against rock as animals streamed past. Rinjin, his guide, warned, "The goats, they do not fall. Homely people, we do not fall. But you fall." Entering Ripa at dusk, Grennan experienced a profound moment. Outside his lodging sat a man and woman. He recognized them by the woman's teardrop-shaped eyes as Anisha's parents. When he showed them their son's photo, recognition flooded their faces. This pattern repeated across Humla as parents recognized children they hadn't seen in years. Despite treacherous conditions, Grennan located all 24 families. While Grennan trekked through mountains, Gyan located the missing children. Grennan found Amita in Thangkot. When he showed her a photo of herself, tears filled her eyes and she followed him. Within days, Gyan found four boys, but Navin and Dirga had been starved nearly to death. Dirga was so malnourished, doctors doubted his survival. Grennan spent 2 days forcing water into the unconscious boy while Navin expelled a foot-long tapeworm. Against odds, Dirga recovered. With $6,000 from donors, Grennan and Farid established NGN's first home, Dalagiri House, a yellow building for 25 children. When six rescued children arrived, they raced upstairs claiming beds, touchingly leaving one empty for Bishnu. The final rescue proved most challenging. Bishnu was kept as a domestic servant by a bank manager who refused to release him. "He is mine, not yours." Jackie from Umbrella Foundation called Kathmandu's mayor, who threatened police intervention. The manager fled, and Bishnu reunited with his friends. As Dalagiri House filled, Grennan witnessed remarkable transformations. Lena, who had never spoken or smiled, finally giggled when he playfully teased her. In fall 2008, nine little princes returned to Humla for 2 weeks. Their anxiety during the flight to Simikot dissolved as they trekked along the Karnali River. Urban mannerisms melted away with each step. They rediscovered native foods with unbridled enthusiasm: butter tea, sampa, wild mushrooms from earliest memories. Village reunions overwhelmed everyone. Older children like Santosh immediately recognized parents, crying out in Humli dialect. Younger ones stood shyly behind caretakers, struggling to connect faces with dim memories. By nightfall, all had reintegrated, following parents through terraced fields, collecting firewood, sleeping contentedly on mud hut floors. When departure came, none wanted to leave. Yet their perspectives had profoundly shifted. Gone were dreams of becoming astronauts. Instead, they spoke of becoming doctors, serving remote communities, teachers educating the next generation, agricultural experts helping families while preserving traditions. They had come full circle, from forcible separation to returning with education, confidence, and deep appreciation for heritage. As Farid shared this transformation, Grennan looked at his wife Liz cradling their 3-week-old son Finn and understood what completion meant. A journey beginning with casual volunteering had evolved into a mission changing children's lives and his own. What began as resume padding became an organization that has reconnected hundreds of trafficked children with their families. Next Generation Nepal continues its work today, maintaining homes in Kathmandu and Humla, conducting family tracing missions, and preventing trafficking through education. Grennan's honest account challenges the savior narrative. He doesn't portray himself as a hero, but as someone who stumbled into purpose through genuine connection. His journey demonstrates that effective change comes not from grand plans or expertise, but from authentic relationships and persistent commitment. The children themselves represent the most meaningful impact. Many who once faced bleak futures have received education, healthcare, and the chance to reconnect with cultural heritage. In a world that sells us shortcuts to meaning, weekend volunteer trips, one-click donations, performative activism, Grennan's story reminds us that real transformation requires something more. It asks us to stay when it's uncomfortable, to keep promises when it's inconvenient, and to let ourselves be changed by the people we claim to serve. Your journey toward purpose might not start nobly, but if you pay attention to what moves you, honor the promises you make, and allow connection to transform intention into commitment, you might find that the children you set out to save end up saving you instead.